You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
An average funeral costs over $8,500. Will your loved ones be prepared for this financial burden? If you are 85 or younger, final expense insurance can pay up to $35,000 to ease the burden of funeral and burial expenses. No medical exam is needed. Rates will never increase, benefits stay the same, and the policy won't expire. Call now and secure the lowest rate possible. Don't put the burden of your debt on your loved ones. Call today.
For blind folks, it's only done by your voice. No paperwork is involved. Call 1-800-955-0143. Don't forget to say you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show and receive your free bracelet. Call 1-800-955-0143.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
Thank you. So many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. That's right, this is your show, the bridge between the blind and the sighted community. That's right, you're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And do we have a show for you tonight? Before we get started, let me introduce you to the players. First, my co-host tonight, on my right, the beautiful, and I mean beautiful.
Very beautiful.
Lovable. Well, I don't know about lovable. Sometimes she's lovable. When she's not yelling at me, she's lovable. When she's not yelling at me, she's lovable. Tonight she's lovable because she's not yelling at me. My wife, Lynn Golder. Are you there, Lynn?
I'm here. Hello, everybody, and thank you for the compliment. And welcome to the August 20th. That's right, August 20th, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
And to my left, we have our other co-host who sometimes yell at me. Not all the time. Sheila Young.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the show.
And to her left, we have a young man all the way from Orlando.
Actually, Dr. Phillips.
Dr. Phillips. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, it's a doctor, huh? Dr. Phillips. His name is Jim...
Pasquinelli.
Pasquinelli. Good thing you said it, because I was going to pronounce it wrong.
Oh,
Would you say it again for me, please? I want to see if I can say it again.
Jim Pasquinelli.
Jim Pasquinelli. Am I saying it right, Jim Pasquinelli?
It's Pasquinelli.
Pasquinelli.
That's my fault. I was saying it right.
Pasquinelli. Am I saying it right now?
Yes.
You got it.
Go, good.
You nailed it.
Pasquinelli. And next to me, oh, listen to this one, folks. We have a very young lady, and I mean young. She's going to be the children's show host. She's the host of the children's show starting next week. Her name is Nina.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. That's my host. That's the host for the kids show starting the 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The host, that's the host, young lady Nina. And what about your mother? Is she back there? Is she behind the scenes? Is she behind the scenes? I'd like
Here
to say
I
hello
am.
To everybody. Her name is Bambi. Bambi, Bambi.
I was watching you guys tonight.
Hey, Bambi. Say hello to everybody. And sitting next to Bambi, behind the scenes, behind the screen, we have the Chris Shaw. Without Chris, there's no show. Chris Shaw, how you doing?
Yes, sir. How art thou? You guys look absolutely marvelous.
Gotta love radio.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
I want to say to you folks, well, first of all, I want to thank the 12, I'm not going to say donors, what's the word we decided to say, young lady?
Sponsors. Sponsors.
12 sponsors for the Blind and Beyond Radio Show for kids. We want to thank you very much because that's what you started. Because without you, there would be no kids show. And you started the game rolling. And I just want to tell you folks, thank you so much. And as I promised you, your names will be in the commercials each week for the next, let's say, four or five months. But at the same time, I want to tell everybody, listen to this. We sold out the children's advertising. So if somebody called in and say we'd like to advertise right now on the kids show, which they have as of today, we had to say, I'm sorry, the show is sold out and we'll be able to take more after the fourth month. But right now, we can't take anybody. What, Lynn?
Yeah, just a couple of things. I wanted to do a quick shout out to Brooke and Alan. down there in West Palm Beach. So happy to hear your voices again and call in. We're really happy to have you back in the loop.
And Sheila wants to give a shout out.
Right,
Sheila.
And then I'll do a PSA.
I do. My dear friend Shelley Sawyer's birthday is today, so I want to say happy birthday, Shelley.
Happy birthday, Shelley.
Happy birthday, Shelley.
How about you, and Jim? You have any shout-outs?
Well, I do. My brother celebrated a birthday this past week, so I want to give my brother Steve a big shout-out. So.
Happy birthday, Steve. All right.
And folks, I got a sad note. I don't know if you heard today on the radio that one of my favorite people as an actor and a funny guy, Jerry Lewis, died today. Jerry Lewis. And for those folks who never heard him in the days of comedy when he made all his funny shows, you missed somebody that was great. Jerry Lewis. And he was also on the telethon, the muscular dystrophy.
Oh, my gosh.
All the telethons. Yep, every year.
What, Lynn?
Yeah, Mike, I'd like to do a PSA before we get rolling here. Okay, this is for the Lighthouse Central Florida. And what could you do without sight? Well, the odds are you're capable of doing much more than you think. So join the folks at Lighthouse Central Florida for a hands-on exploration, and it's called The Blink. The Blink Experience, and it will be held this Wednesday, August 23rd at 5:40 p.m. to 7 p.m., where it will be held at 215 East New Hampshire Street, Orlando. That's the address for Lighthouse Central Florida, The Blink Experience, and they will have blindfolded wine and cheese pairings with Tonda from La Femme du Fromage East End Market. So for reservations, sounds like a lot of fun. For reservations, contact Ailea Vasquez, and her phone number is 407-898-2483, extension 235. That's 407-898-2483, extension 235. Or you can write to LCF Events at lighthousecfl.org. And that's the Blink Experience this Wednesday, August 23rd, from 5:45 p.m. to 7 p.m., at 215 East New Hampshire Street, Orlando.
Well, folks, what can I say? All I can say right now and tell you, I'm amazed. I'm amazed about this kid show, because what's happening is I started calling up school after school after school after school, and they love the show. They love it. We have some folks calling in. Matter of fact, one gentleman's calling in after the break. He'll be calling in.
Don't spoil the surprise.
Well, I didn't say a name. I didn't say who he's calling from.
He's
but the bottom
so
line is, if he's listening, you're going to be on soon, young man. But the point is, when I'm talking to some of these parents and some of the kids who call me back, it's just amazing. Matter of fact, some of the kids were talking to me, and I would tell you the truth. I was laughing, and a couple of kids, I was almost crying because how much they love the show. And I think it's going to be a great experience for us, the adults who are blind, listening to the kids who are blind, and I think it's going to be great. I really do. And I hope you listen to the show. It starts 6 o'clock, an hour before our show. It starts at 6 o'clock, the fourth Sunday of each month, and I hope you listen to the show for the kids. It starts 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock fourth Sunday of each month. You know, if you remember Art Linkletter, do you remember Art Linkletter, Sheila Young?
Jim's too young.
I hate to admit it, but yes.
Well,
I remember.
Back in those days, I don't know for those folks who remember Art Linkletter.
Kids say the darndest thing.
That's
kids
right.
Say the darndest thing. So what do you have to say for yourself right now, Miss Nina?
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited for my show coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time, and I'm just really excited for everything that's going on right now.
Are you learning anything about the blind community?
Yes, I've learned a lot about the blind community. I've read some articles, and the show kind of inspires me to kind of try to figure out more about the blind community.
I got to give you something. It was just given to me. Feel that. What do you feel?
I feel like little bumps.
Little bumps. Okay.
That's right. That's what they are.
Well, that's
little
what
bumps.
They are. That was given to me by the young lady sitting next to me, Sheila Young. And Sheila, tell her, what is it?
Sheila did her commercial in Braille today. She was reading from her Braille.
Sheila, what is it? What's she feeling?
That's the Braille alphabet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
That's the Braille alphabet. Each dot means something. Is that right, Sheila?
Mm-hmm. Can Nina keep that, Sheila?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, goody.
So that's the Braille alphabet in Braille. Got it?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to break. We have a super guest coming up back after the break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. We got a lot more coming up. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
Two J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try Two J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
It's going to happen. One of these days, you or your loved one will need home care. And when that happens, don't panic, don't stress, don't worry. For peace of mind, just make one phone call to Home Care Assistance of Orlando. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medication reminders, bathing, grooming, and dressing, and much more. What separates Home Care Assistance of Orlando from all the rest? High caliber caregivers, high quality caregiving. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando, 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call, 407-898-2483. Call today.
This is Lynn, and I've got a reality check for you. We'll all one day pass away, and you don't want to leave the burden of unpaid funeral expenses to your loved ones. Choice Mutual can help you secure a burial insurance plan to ensure that never happens. Most health issues are accepted, and you can apply and sign with just your voice. The process is paperless. For peace of mind, call Choice Mutual at 1-800-955-0143, and don't forget to mention you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show to receive your free bracelet. That's 1-800-955-0143. Or visit online at choicemutual.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Ah, Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host. The phone number to call in, that's if you want to call in, which I hope you do, is 407-894-1680. Let me repeat that, 407-894-1680. This is your host, Michael. I think we have a caller on the line. Who's calling in?
There he is.
Who's calling in right now?
We have our friend, the most amazing, inspirational young man that I've ever met over the phone. And the way he just gave me all his information from Vancouver, Washington, this is truly an amazing, I don't want to say sight to see, so I'll say sight to hear. All right. We got our good friend from Vancouver, Washington, Gabe.
Hi, I'm there. Hello, hello, hello.
Oh,
hi,
my Gabe. Goodness.
Okay. Good, Nina, you talk.
How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great.
How old are you, Gabe?
I am 12.
Oh, my goodness. And what grade are you in?
I am going in, after summer break, I'm going to be going into seventh grade.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
You're growing up, aren't you?
Nene, you have anything to say to Gabe?
Well, Gabe, do you enjoy school like most kids?
I can barely hear you. What did you say?
Do you enjoy school like I do?
I do, very much.
It's really fun, yeah.
It is.
What's your favorite subject?
I would say my favorite subject would be music class.
Mine was lunch.
I love lunch, too. I know whenever lunchtime is over, I'm always still very hungry. What?
We didn't say anything.
Nope. Nina, got anything to say?
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Hey, let me ask you this, quite young man.
What?
Do you know your alphabet?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what I just gave? Sheila is a school teacher. Sheila, tell me that you're a school teacher.
Gabe, I work with blind and visually impaired children in Orlando.
Wow.
Yeah, from the age of 3 to 5th grade. I do everything from diaper changing to teaching Braille to computers.
And Sheila just gave me to give to Nina the Braille alphabet.
Wow, that's really cool.
So tell Nina, what's the first A? What is that?
Dot 1.
One?
Dot 1.
Dot 1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. See that?
Very
dot 1 is your A. What's a B?
Dots 1 and 2.
Let Nina's got it. Maybe she wants to.
Nina, ask him a question.
Do you know what dot D is?
What?
Do you know what dot D is?
Letter D.
Oh, letter D?
Oh, letter C. That is dots 1 and 1 and 4.
That's a C, correct. What's a D?
1, 2. Let me see.
Wrong.
Let me see if I can remember. It's been a long time since I was in school. I had a long summer. I believe it's 1, 2, 5, I believe. I might need to remember that.
I think you do, because it's 1, 4, 5.
Oh, 1, 4, 5. Excuse me.
Now, I ask a question. What phone number did you call when you called this show?
I called 50. Oh, this number?
Yeah.
It was 40. Let's see. It was 407. 894-1680.
And how are you reading it?
I'm reading it in Braille.
Oh, wow. Okay, so see that, Nina? He's reading it from his Braille machine.
Remember that picture I sent
that's,
you? In
that's
the
very interesting.
Mm-hmm. With the Braille. Nina, you always have to talk closer, get closer to the mic.
It took me about 3 years to read Braille as this good.
Wow. Are you learning Nemeth?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what exactly is Nemeth? It's in the commercial, one of our commercials. What is that, Sheila and Gabe? What is Nemeth?
Tell Miss Lynn what Nemeth is, Gabe.
So, like, Nemeth is like, let's say you're doing math, and your teacher asked you that we're telling you that we're writing a Nemeth. It's just you drop down the dot. So let's say if you're trying to do a 3, instead of doing instead of doing number sign 1, 4, you do number sign 3, 5.
No, not for a 3. It's 2, 5.
Oh, 2, 5. Excuse me. I had a really long summer.
I guess
time,
so.
The teacher here talking to the teacher. See, now, if she wasn't here, I'd believe everything you're saying. Anita would believe everything you're saying, but we have a school teacher here. That's a problem now.
Poor kid.
You got to get your brain back working again.
How are you listening to the show?
All right. I think I might have to, since school will be in about a week from now.
See, we've already started back. We've already finished the first week.
Wow.
Gabe, how are you listening to the show?
I'm listening to it on TuneIn Radio. I just searched WOKB, and I'm listening to your guys' show right now.
Awesome. Okay, but you can't put it right next to you now because you're going to hear feedback. Because if you're listening to the show and talking at the same time, there's what they call a delay in radio, a delay. So you can't listen to you and talk at the same time.
It's not
time.
Too loud. It's very faint.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Can I have it turned down right now when I can hear myself talking on the live stream but saying something different?
Correct. because it's a feedback.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for calling in.
You're welcome.
I really enjoyed listening to you talk about some things.
And maybe he'll call in next week.
And next week he'll call in, right?
Mm-hmm. Those of you that say, hey, I wish he would call back again. Well, those of you who really want me to call back in, which I will be doing, be listening at 3:30 next week, because that's when I'll be calling back in.
That's 3:30 Washington time, which is 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. You're something,
mm-hmm.
Gabe. You're something.
What do you think, Chris? What do you think of Gabe?
I love Gabe. I'm vibing, Gabe. Gabe, you are the young man that they said you are. Thank you so much, Gabe.
I said he was my man.
You're welcome.
Gabe, tell mommy to email me a picture, okay? I want to see what you look like. Is that
what?
Okay?
She said, have your mom to email a picture so everybody can know what you look like when we post the picture.
What you look like.
All right, I'll make sure I do that. I'm so excited.
Okay.
This was always my dream to be on the radio.
There you go. So we'll be on the radio. Remember I said you could be a regular. Calling
you
a lot.
I'm really excited.
Okay.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Gabe.
It was.
Nice to talk to you, too.
Thank you so much.
And enjoy the
calling.
Rest of your summer.
You, too. And I'll call back at 6:30 Eastern Time and 3:30 Pacific Time next week. Be listening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye.
Nice talking to you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Now, I think we have a mini mic on our hands.
So you now know, folks, this is going to be like the kids show. Nina talking to them, calling in, and you got some of these kids outrageous out there in the studio land and world land, whatever you want to call outland, from California to Vancouver. I've called all those schools all over the country, and we're going to have a great show for the kids, and it's going to be something. It's
Mike,
going to be something.
Mike,
yeah.
Gabe is a mini you, Mike. You sure y'all not related?
What a cutie.
That's a compliment. Yep. Love it.
Yes. Michael, let's talk to Jim now.
Okay, let's
all
talk to Jim.
All the way from Dr. Phillips.
All the way. I traveled a great
there
distance to be here.
Tell everybody about what your business is, Jim.
Well,
you're all about.
Well, I don't know how to talk. I don't.
Oh, wait one second. I'm getting sign language here. Oh, you don't hear me? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Tell everybody about your business.
Okay. Well, yeah. I don't know how to top Gabe because he did such a fabulous job. But I will say that I'm honored again to be here with you, Michael and Lynn and Sheila and now with Nina.
Yeah.
Home care assistants. You know, we're non-medical home care. You know, to help older adults. You know, live independently at home. One of the things, half the people over 65, many of those, have, you know, vision impairment, which adds another complexity to the home care, you know, dilemma for them. As you become, you know, frail, you're less able to take care of yourself, you know, that's the time to, you know, seek help, you know, from a professional caregiver, a family member, to try to, you know, to work that out to help yourself, you know, thrive the best you can as you're going through your aging process. You know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, it's personal care for someone that's older can be a challenge when you have your sight. It can be more challenging when you know going through that process. If you've lost your sight completely or you're losing it, there's another fear, and you know, so much of that, you know, when we talk about, you know, caregiving and what that means for a person to help, you know, get them back into the rhythm of life.
Now, Jim, what are their boundaries, I guess, guidelines? What do your
caregivers
do?
Well, we do a variety of things. And first and foremost, you know, when we have a caregiver that goes into a family, we have to be able to match a personality, because it's, you know, a very personal thing. You're working with somebody. You need to know, are they a fast-paced person? Are they a slow-paced person? What do they like? What do they not like? The things we do are, you know, help with personal care, you know, the bathing, the dressing, the grooming. We help with, you know, shopping and cooking, taking individuals to the doctors, helping with medication reminders. You know, one of the number one things, that especially for a senior that's, you know, coming out of a hospital stay, the number one thing that puts them back in the hospital
is not falling, but
it's mismanagement of the medications.
Oh, wow.
And then the second thing that gets them back in the hospital is they're supposed to be following up with their primary care physician, and that doesn't happen about half of the time. So unless a family member is really on top of the situation and is able to, you know, watch the meds and get that person back to a doctor, that safety net, you know, just isn't there. So it's really important to have that, you know, set up in your life, because the last thing you want is to be readmitted to the hospital.
How do these folks call you up? What's the phone number to call you?
Well, our phone number, Hope Care Assistance, is 407-232-7155.
Hit again slow.
407-232-7155.
And you can look at our website.
Right, it's all there.
It's all there. Mm-hmm. Our website, by the way, is blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Right, and there's on the advertiser page, there is a, for the sighted folks, there's the logo and a link to homecareassistanceorlando.com. Correct me if I'm saying it wrong, Jim. And then for the visually impaired and blind individuals, there's a button where it's typed out Home Care Assistance Orlando, and the link goes right to their website. So we have you covered either way.
Perfect.
Yeah, and when did you give the address and Dr. Phillips?
Okay, our address is 5178 Dr. Phillips Boulevard. We're in the Grand Oaks Village Shopping Center near the Fresh Market.
Okay.
And well, you cover
too, right?
All over. You cover.
Yeah.
What do you cover in this area?
We cover all of Orange and Seminole counties.
Okay.
So a pretty big area.
Okay. We'll be talking to him more.
That's right.
Can we now go to trivia?
Where are we?
I love trivia.
Actually, we have 6 minutes to the break, so.
Okay, let's go to
trivia. After the break.
After the break?
Whatever you want to do.
I want to go to trivia.
Okay.
I love this song.
All right.
Trivia time. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Trivia time. Who is singing this song?
The trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak.
Don't talk that.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that.
Jill, you want to dance?
I don't think there's enough room here for
you. Don't go out Friday night.
You get the best music on
here. Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat. And walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that.
407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? Hey, Nina! Do you know who's singing that song? I don't think so.
She disappeared.
Well, I think I know. There was this group in the city of Chicago that used to sit on the corner all the time, and they were called Crucial.
I didn't hear. It's called what?
I don't know.
They were called Crucial? Was the group Crucial?
Crucial? No, that ain't it. Hey, Nina, you know who's singing the song? I don't think she does anyway. It's before her time.
I can probably give you an answer for Nina. It was Justin Bieber.
Right.
Hey, Nina, you got to pick out some good trivia songs and two things for your show.
Well, it doesn't have to be songs. She could pick out any kind of trivia for the kids. Yeah.
Here's my. Ready for my first contest for trivia to the kids?
But you're not.
What
choosing.
Color is the White House?
Oh, come on, really? Everybody knew it's purple.
That's right.
Maybe nowadays orange.
All right, no
what
telling.
Color is the White House? Here's my second question. Who was the first president of the United States?
Oh, my goodness.
Jean-Claude Van Damme. See, Mike, you're making it too easy for me. I got you.
And while we're waiting, I think I'd like to do a live read.
Yeah, could do a live read. Phone number is 407-894-1680.
Actually, Sheila could do this better than I did because she had a great experience calling independent living aids. Why don't you tell everybody, Sheila, about... Did you get your travel clock yet?
I did.
All right, why don't you tell everybody?
I can't figure out how to use it.
Oh, I'm going to bounce this over to you. Independent living aids.
Independent living aids, when I called, they were so kind. I needed a battery-operated alarm clock because mine broke. And I described the one I had. And the girl said, oh, I know exactly what you're looking for. And sure enough, when I got it, it was the exact clock that I wanted. I didn't know the name of it. I didn't, you know, I just
described
it to her. You
told Blind and Beyond Radio Show? You heard of
it? Yes, sir. How do you think I got my free clock?
How come when I called up, they hung up on me?
Because you're you.
Michael, from Blind and Beyond Radio Show, they hung up on me.
She just told you she got her free clock, that she didn't know how to use it, but she got her free clock.
I got it. But anyway, they were very, very kind and very sweet, and the girl was very helpful.
All right, and they have all kinds of daily living aids that assist with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and just overall healthy living. And you can call them at 800-537-2118. That's 800-537-2118. Or just visit them at independentliving.com.
Or if you go to any lighthouse, or if you go to the
That's
VA,
true.
Anywhere you go, anywhere
there.
You
I,
go,
I
just say you heard a Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and they should give you a clock. If you say that.
As long as you buy, and you have to, it's with purchase.
Yeah, with a purchase, absolutely.
Course. Yeah. So, Michael, I think you stumped them. I don't see anybody calling in for that song.
Okay, they didn't know it was. I'm going to wait just two more minutes before we go to break, and I'm going to tell you the answer. Nobody knows it. I'll tell you the answer.
Can I do a quick shout out?
Sure.
Yes, you can.
Gary Towner and Garrett are in town.
We heard. Yeah.
So I just want to say hello to them. And my granddaughter, Trinity's birthday is Tuesday. She will be 14. So if you're listening, Trin, happy birthday early.
Happy birthday.
I wish I was 14, 15 years old.
I don't.
No?
I don't want to be 14 again.
No? Well, then I couldn't go out with my wife then. That's the only problem.
That's true.
What?
I could tell you how old I was if you were 14. Oh, you might have a caller, Michael, for your song.
407-894-1680. We have somebody on the line. If not, I'm going to give the answer.
No, don't give the answer yet. He has a caller.
Who's on the line? Who is on the line? You're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And we're still waiting for an answer. Answer for the trivia question of the last song we played. That's right. By the way, if you don't know who this show is all about, this show is all about, I guess you say, the bridge between the blind and the sighted folks out there. So if you're sighted, you can call in. If you're blind, you can call in. And if you're none of the above,
you can
what's
still call
none
in.
Of the above?
Did you give the number?
I gave the number, 407-894-1680.
He's having a hard time. He's on the phone, but he's not getting the answer.
Okay,
don't give it.
You don't have to give the answer. Just let him talk to us. I want to talk to someone else besides these three women.
Hey, watching.
407-894-1680. Okay.
I've never
maybe he's talking to his grandmother or somebody out in Chicago.
I don't know what he's doing. All right. Now hold on.
Who's on
the line? Somebody's giving him a hard time.
Who's on the line?
Okay. He's put his headphones on.
Okay, so I have two young people on the line now.
Two.
We have right here in Orlando, both callers. We have Sherry Brun. She was calling, but she won.
She just won recently.
But she just wanted to say hi.
Okay.
And then we have Garrett on the phone line right here in Orlando as well. So we're going to take Sherry Brun first.
Okay.
Sherry, how you doing today?
I'm good.
Hi, Sherry.
How you doing?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi.
How are you guys? Hi, everybody.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. I know the answer to the trivia, but I called in last week.
Okay.
So
You have to wait 3 weeks before you can win again.
Yeah.
I know.
And when are we going to Sundays?
Oh, soon, Sheila. Soon. You just name it. We'll go.
Okay.
Listen, just let me know, and I got the transportation for the both of us.
All right.
Did you hear the kids talking before? Were you able to hear the kids talking before?
Yes, that was great.
Yeah. He's adorable.
So listen to the show next week, the kids' show. Start at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, the same station.
I will do that.
Yep, right before our show.
All right, thanks, you guys.
Thanks for calling in.
Take care.
So who's on the line right now? Garrett, from where? Where's Garrett calling from? Garrett.
Right here in Orlando.
Garrett from Orlando. Garrett, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing?
Garrett. Great. How are you guys?
We're good.
Good. So what are you calling reference to the show for? How come you're calling in, Garrett?
I just wanted to speak on the radio.
Okay, that's nice.
That's a good reason.
How old are you, Garrett?
Nine?
Wow. Wait a minute.
Did you bring those little cars with you, Garrett?
A few Matchbox.
Nina, say hello to the kid.
Hello, Garrett.
Hello.
He tried to drown me in the pool today.
Oh, no kidding. Well, thanks for calling, Garrett.
No, he tried to drown me.
Thank you for calling, buddy.
Thanks for calling, Garrett.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in.
Great.
Okay, bye-bye. Thanks. All
right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We're supposed to be in break now.
Okay, so nobody's calling in as far as who it is. So I guess, should I tell it who it was saying?
Might as well, because we're going to break.
Oh, going to break. Okay, so let me tell you. It was the Coasters. Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back. It was the Coasters. They made some great songs. Coasters.
Yep.
We're going to break? Don't go away. Hey, you, stay right there. We're coming back to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. In 2066, my son will be 100 years old. Most of us won't be listening to this radio show then. Have you made plans to ensure all your funeral and burial expenses are taken care of? I'm serious now, because if you didn't, you should, or you'll risk leaving a huge financial burden to your family, and nobody wants that. Remember this name, Choice Mutual. They'll help you get a burial insurance plan to cover your funeral bills. And with them, it's for the blind community and the sighted community, because they'll work with us. You don't have to sign paperwork. Everything is basically verbal. That's right, it's verbal. Call today. 1-800-955-0143. Call today. And remember to tell them you heard it on Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and get your beautiful bracelets just for calling. Call today. 1-800-955-0143.
Is it hard for you to get around? Is it hard for you to do things around the house by yourself? Well, look no further. Independent Living Aid is celebrating its 40th anniversary. Independent Living Aid is the oldest privately held company serving individuals with vision loss. With Independent Living Aid, we offer an assortment of daily living that assists with reading, grooming, eating, organizing, and an overall healthy living. Independent Living Aids is also committed to excellent and honest customer service, working hard to provide the best answers for the best products for our customers. We take time to listen and to serve. Independent Living Aids, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion. You can find Independent Living Aids on the web at www.independentliving.com or call at 1-800-537-2118. Again, 1-800-537-2118. Mention this ad and you will receive a free traveling clock shipped directly to you, just as long as you mention this ad. Independent Living Aids.
Do you have an elderly parent that is in need of home care? Assisted living or nursing home not an option? Because living at home is the best way to live. Companionship and recreation, transportation and errands, light housekeeping, meal preparation, medications reminder, bathing, grooming or dressing. Home Care Assistance of Orlando will provide older adults with quality care to live happier and healthier lives at home. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Just a phone call away. No long-term contracts. Peace of mind. Call Home Care Assistance of Orlando now. 407-232-7155. 407-232-7155. Visit homecareassistanceorlando.com.
Is it a struggle getting your blood work done? Is the price too high? No insurance is needed, none whatsoever. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. Any Lab Test Now. We're in your healthcare budget. Affordable upfront prices, no surprise bill. In and out in 15 minutes or less. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. That's right, Any Lab Test Now. Conveniently located, 8975 West Colonial Drive in Ocoee, Florida. Most test results only in 24 to 72 hours. Work-friendly hours, including Saturdays. Mention radio and receive $15 off any lab test value at $49 or more. Offer only valid at our Ocoee location. The place to go is Any Lab Test Now. If you need lab work, there's only one place to go. Call today, 407-930-8200. That's 407-930-8200. Any Lab Test Now.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. Hope you can call in. Hope your finger works to push the button.
Let your fingers do the walking.
If you really want to and you want to push the button, call in. We're not going to bite you. We'd like to talk to you. Whether you're sighted, whether you're blind.
Whether you like us or you don't like us.
If they don't like us, they can say home. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. You can always turn the dial if they don't like us, the show. Like to hear from you wherever you are. 407-894-1680. I'd like to talk right now to Sheila. Sheila,
back
you're
to school,
on.
Baby. Sheila.
What would you like me to talk about?
Back to school, baby.
Oh, back to school. Yeah, we start early in Orlando or in Florida, and we've been back in for a week. I think some of the areas went back the week before that. In fact, I think some counties went back on Thursday the week before, so they've already been in school 7 days. It's been a good week. It was a fast week, I thought.
How many children in your class this year?
We have 4 in the morning, mm-hmm. and then we have 2 kindergartners that need little resource help, and then we have 2 first graders.
Do they teach the kids, as far as the sighted kids, what color the canes are and what it means when you're walking down the street to see a kid wearing using a cane, what it means?
Excuse me. We actually have our resource teacher goes in to all of the classrooms that have vision students in them. because we have kindergarten, first through fifth grade, and we have blind students, visually impaired students in each grade level. And the teacher goes into each room and explains to the other classmates and the teachers how to and how not to
approach
and treat. And, you know, because people have a tendency to overdo.
Right.
They want to do everything for you.
Well, and one of the things is.
And I just wanted to tell you, too, I have to interrupt you, but we have a caller when you two are ready. You and Sheila are ready.
One of the things I want to bring up right now is very important. I use my cane. When I leave the house, I'm using my cane everywhere I go. And I've talked to a lot of the kids when I called the last couple of weeks about the kids show. And I'm finding out the same thing with the kids as the adults.
Right. They don't want to use the cane.
Number one thing, as far as the cane, a lot of the kids don't know. They call it a stick. Mm-hmm. Number one. They don't know what the color is, so they don't know what it is. The same with adults. When you're walking on, even the adults don't know what it is. Oh, are you blind? And that comes later because the bottom line, they don't even know why I'm using a cane.
Well, Michael, you and I never knew, and that's what we're doing now. We're taking that role, and we're educating people out there.
Well, that's what this show's all about, to educate.
We had no idea until I think we met Sherry was the first
person. And then the other thing is,
Judy Matthews.
The same thing is that we've heard all along. Pardon me, where's the men's room? Over there. What do you mean over there? And this comes out to a lot of things.
Right.
Even you do it to me.
I do. Let's take a caller. I don't like to keep people waiting
who's
too
on the
long
line?
Because it costs money for them. Robert from Valley Forge, PA.
Robert.
Our friend Robert.
Good evening, everybody.
Good
Valley
evening.
Forge. How's Valley Forge treating you these days?
Doing well, Michael. I have something to say to Nina. I don't know if she's going to grasp it, but I hope she will. Years back when I still had eyesight, there used to be a television show in Philadelphia called Dance Party USA.
Now you're going back a few years. Yep.
There was a young girl on there, and they asked her one day, what do you want to be when you grow up? And she said, I want to be famous. And the girl's name was Kelly Ripa.
Oh, my gosh.
She went on to do soap opera. Now she has her morning talk show.
Yep.
And I think your young host there has every much a possibility of going as far as that girl did years back.
Hear that?
And I wish her the very best.
Thank you.
I can tell you she is awesome.
Thank you so much.
She sounds it. But Michael, I need some help. I was blessed today. A friend's granddaughter broke her laptop screen, and I begged the girl, don't throw it away, let me have it, I may be able to use it with the screen reader. The screen being broken doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Windows 10 laptop. Mm-hmm. And I'm lost, even with the screen reader software installed.
It's totally different platform. Totally different platform. It runs on apps instead of like the Windows 7. It's totally different.
I'm looking for any type of audio podcast that presents this. I'm a blind person, and this is how I'm using Windows 10 because I'm lost with this thing.
Well,
actually, Robert, in the start menu of the Windows 10, there is an app there that says Getting Started.
Right.
And you can go into that. It should walk you through it. You can go to YouTube and look up tutorials, but I would start with the Getting Started in the Start menu.
I did get some YouTube videos down, but I don't think they're presenting that from a blind person's point of view.
You think Jason can help him, Jason Goldfield?
We have people that we can have you reach out to that are experts.
I like Windows 10 now that I'm getting used to it, but it's taken me a long time. Jason Goldfield could help you.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have an expert call you. If that's okay, give out your number to Jason Goldfield.
That would be wonderful, Michael. I'll take any help I can get.
Okay, Jason Goldfield, we'll call him in the next day or so, and he will call you. I'll push him to call you.
And Robert, you can always get my phone number from Lynn and call me.
Okay,
that would be great too.
She was pretty clever on the computer too.
I had one last question for Michael.
Go ahead.
You talk about being out and about and using your cane.
Yep.
My girlfriend gave me grief once because I was walking around the house and I wasn't using my cane.
I never use my cane in the house.
Is that a standard thing for blind people when they're home? The cane gets put up against the wall
and
forgotten?
I don't use my cane. Sheila, you don't use your cane in the house because you should know your house backwards and forwards.
Right.
I know my house backwards and forwards only when my wife messes up the refrigerator, when I know it's supposed to be on a certain shelf and she moves it. And then I say, where is it? She says, it's right in front of you.
And I tell him the real estate changes sometimes, depending on when we went shopping.
So, no, I do not use my cane in my house.
No, nobody, as far as I know, Gary, Sheila, myself, all the people that I know that are blind, they don't use your cane in your house. You're supposed to know your house backwards and forwards. That's
true.
You know, should be. So whether you're blind or not, you should know your house. That's for sure.
And I'll have to tell her that. Michael said,
let her
miss my cane.
You know what?
Let her call in. He'll tell her.
She can call in. Or if you have any questions, let's let her go to the podcast. Let's let her go blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Let her listen to this show, and she can hear us talking about the cane in the house, which nobody I know uses a cane in the house.
Cool. I'll be waiting for the phone call.
Hopefully,
okay,
we'll get it to you.
Your technician can help me out.
Yep, we'll take care of that for you.
Thanks for calling in, Robert.
Thanks.
Take care. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. All right, we have another caller on the line. Gary Sinclair from Winter Park.
Oh, my goodness. Gary, what do you want? What do you want, Gary from Sinclair?
He just missed me.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Sinclair. Yeah.
Hi.
You forgot to tell Robert, Sheila, and I get around my swimming pool without falling in there without canes, too.
Oh, okay. We forgot to tell him
about
you
don't
use a cane in
your
pool.
But I wanted to give out information today.
Yeah.
Very important to the people out there that are listening. Please, please, please do not look at that eclipse tomorrow unless you want to join our blind club. Very serious. Don't be trying to look at that eclipse tomorrow because you could wind up like us. Right, Michael?
That's it. I wasn't planning on looking at it anyway.
Wait a minute, Mike.
What?
You telling me to not to look at the eclipse because it can mess up the retina in
absolutely
the eye?
Absolutely, go blind.
Destroys your retina.
Yeah. Stare at it too long.
If you give it more than like 10 or seconds or something like that, it can ruin your eye.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do not look. Anybody do not look, please, tomorrow. Now, Sheila and I can because our retinas are shot already. But
you don't say nothing anyway.
Yeah, but no, I just want good sighted people out there to mess up your eyes tomorrow.
So even if I put on shades?
You've got to buy special glasses. They've been trying to sell.
I saw
glasses go for almost $1,000 right now.
For a pair of glasses?
Yes, they're special done by a special company. Otherwise, don't look at the sun.
$1,000 for a pair of glasses just to look at the sun.
Because if they're so dependent, people are wanting them so badly right now.
Sinclair.
They're almost out of them. One store sold 7,000 of them in one day.
Sinclair, Nina wants to ask you a question.
What? Hello, Nina.
Hello. I was wondering, how do you get around the pool without your stick or your cane?
Your cane. Don't say stick. Cane. You got a show coming up. No more stick. Cane. Remember that. Cane.
Well, what Sheila and I do is we find focal points and we concentrate on the focal point. We know we've gone so far past the pool. Now we'll go straight toward the back of the yard. And we hit a certain focal point, and then we take a left and we go around. And that's how we just remember where we're going. You got to remember where you're going at all times. Are you going to go? I've only fallen in my pool 4 times in almost 13 years.
Oh, wow. It's very interesting.
So, Nina, one word to you before I go, and I want to wish you very well next week. And me and Sheila have been co-hosting the show for a long time, and we enjoy it, and we hope you enjoy it just as well. And I know you can be the host of the show and do a good job. You got a good man to back you up. Call in Gabe.
Hi, no, I will. Thank you so much.
All right, Nina, good luck. I'll listen to you next Sunday. I can't wait.
Thank you.
Talk to you all later.
Bye-bye, Gary.
Bye. Thanks for calling, Gary.
Before we go into the top of the hour, Sherry Brun called back, and she had a statistic about tomorrow for the solar eclipse, and she was telling me about 40. Sherry, you there? No, because I don't want to mess it up.
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and make that statement again.
I didn't say hi to Nina last time, so hi, Nina, and you're doing great.
Hi.
But what I wanted to say, if you do not use the eclipse glasses,
or you can make your own. There's instructions how to make your own. But if you look through sunglasses or just with your eyes and you're sighted, there's a statistic says 45 million people tomorrow are going to do irreparable damage to their eyes looking at the eclipse. 45 million people.
45 million people will do damage to their eyes.
Sherry, I like that. What time is it passing over our area, just Central Florida? Do you know? Florida?
I'm not sure. I think around 1:30 our time.
Yeah, they said the peak is between 2 and 2:20.
1:15.
Oh, is it? Okay, because I know coverage starts at 1:30. And I know Sheila put this out that they have actual audio description available for us to listen. Mm-hmm. And there's an app on the iPhone for it, too.
Yep, I downloaded it.
Oh, we'll be hearing more about that later. We have someone coming in later.
Dr. Joel Snyder.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling
in. Thanks, Sherry.
Are we going to break?
Bye-bye.
Yes,
bye, everyone.
We're going to the top of the hour break. Stay tuned. Don't go away, folks. You stay right there. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up on Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Oh,